sins.
Did I say what?
Your skin will say thank you to my sins.
See, now you're getting better at that. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to say my name.
Tim.
Ah, good Lord.
God, and then your intro is Timothy. I don't think I'd ever call you Timothy.
Timothy. Why do you have so much men's Mary Kay?
Because I used to have some customers and Andrew would use it.
You know what's great? You keep giving me the same three things. And they're the best same three things.
Well, good.
One is a SPF face cream moisturizer that's 30 proof.
Yes.
So I need to, I just need to carry, I need to get my man bag out. And,
I got you one.
Yeah, but I know, but that's like a pillbox.
Oh, all right.
You know, I need something where, okay, you know, I am gay, but I do need to butch it up a little bit.
Well,
but
I do have a
you usually be walking around with a little pillbox with my makeup. How gay is that?
You mean, you want one to travel?
What are we doing?
Saying? Good.
We're doing
good.
Really good.
Yeah, we'll take the check. Oh, okay. It's delicious.
Good.
I'm still eating
your food. I've never had anything here that I didn't love.
Well, thanks. Yes. We appreciate that. Yep. Yeah, we try hard.
You do.
You're not good for our diet because
I was say, that's way
the
too
waffle
many carbs,
was
man.
Incredible. I wanted to try the cinnamon thingy.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw fruit pies.
Yeah, and they're all homemade.
See, I told them. I told them everything's homemade.
What are the fruit pies?
Blueberry right now.
Okay. Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Do you ever do raspberry?
We have, yeah. We've done all different kinds of pies. But we usually have apple. Gosh, that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks.
I like that. We usually have apple. We're out of that right now. But we did a strawberry rhubarb, and those sold real quick.
Oh, I bet.
Uh-huh.
I bet.
Yep.
And then we just do a mix. Sometimes we do a mixed berry.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Good.
You're mixing it up a little.
Yeah, you do.
All
yeah,
right.
You do. Thanks.
Anybody want more coffee?
Mm-mm.
No, we're good.
No. See, I like this. Hometown, get to know them, keep it local.
And look at her. She's like 80 years old, and she's in her like, look, she's
cute.
She just dropped her silverware and stuff. Whoop. But she used her little hips to try to like, but she's in her little sassy jeans and her sassy little t-shirt and her hip haircut and all that.
You know, in Hauenstein's when I was there, I'm all about keep it local, use the local people. I don't need to give Panera any more business for a lunch. So I suggested that we have it here, and they even delivered it.
For
a staff meeting.
Part of the
Beaches Cafe. Oh, they didn't like it.
Oh, of course not.
No, I thought, fuck you. Know,
of course not, because it's not Panera.
Right. You know, the little muffin. Wait till you come in here. They have a muffin that you get with your soup. It's a corn muffin in the shape of a heart. Heart of the Beaches.
I know. It's like,
and I didn't like it. Once. You know what?
Because
I don't like you.
When do people choose to be so like snooty and stuck up?
Panera over this.
And why do they think that's a? When did it become that is attractive?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You know, that's like with a lot of the gays. You know, it's like I just can't. Even with the straighties, it's like, you know, this hipster mentality or, you know, and I'll see all these older gays that go out and try to dress young with they're trying to do the multicolor outfits and the bow ties and the jackets and the hats. And I'm like, you're of an age, you know, quit it.
Here we go.
Thank you, dear.
Glad to take that.
Yeah, I'll give it to you right now.
All right.
It pays to leave your wallet at home.
Yeah, then
you don't
have to pay.
Exactly. I'll
be back with the
iPad.
So it pays that I don't have to pay. Did she just say?
Be back with the iPad. 2092 is opposed.
Did she just say she's going to be back with the iPad?
Yeah, that's how they do it here.
How hip is that?
Yeah.
That hip chick.
Yeah. And then she's going to ask me if I want to receive an email to me or not. No, I'll just.
All righty.
Oh, it says ask for ID.
It sure does. Whoops. Alrighty. Bonnie Phillips.
That's me.
Bonnie Phillips. Oh, it says, Bonnie Suzanne Phillips.
Bye, there you go.
There we go.
Oh, good Lord. Look at that picture.
Oh,
my God. But you need to cut that. You need to go get a new one.
All right, and then what do you want sent to you?
No, I'll just send it. I'll just
write
it down. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. Enjoy this beautiful weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Let me see that. Give me that ID.
You know what I do need to do?
You need to throw this ID away and get a new one.
Well, I can't. You only can go.
It looks like you ate yourself in this picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. How much weight have you lost?
100.
And what length of time did you do that?
Probably since last May.
And don't you feel so much better? And those mean girls, don't you hate it when you're of an age?
Mm-hmm.
And you still have to deal with mean girls.
And you know,
silly
Tim,
to you?
Tim, that's part of the struggle that I've had, if not 95 to 99% of the struggle of walking in there and thinking, you know what? I'm fucking hidden all my life. I look good. I look beautiful. And if you want to call it sexy, call it sexy. I have my makeup on. My hair's done. And, you know, I'm not backing down. Sorry, girls, if you don't like it.
I'm like, too bad. If I was a girl, I'd be walking around in all the cutest summer dresses and sleeveless tops and... You know, and why for the longest time do you think you had to wear a shawl or a jacket?
Because that's just the way I was.
So how long did it, what made you stop?
Leave it in the car. Give me that.
What does that mean?
That's what you told me.
What did I say?
Leave it in the car.
What?
Give me that. You know what the defining moment was?
Which?
Was the card table meeting when I had the shawl on.
And I looked at you.
And you're like, and I'm like, oh, I guess he is serious, isn't he? It's like, Bonnie,
what did
come
I do?
On.
I did not pull it off you, did I? I pulled it off you?
I think I had it in my lap and you took
I
it.
Think, yeah, because I think you had it in your lap.
I did.
You were hoping I didn't see it. And then I saw it. But it's that look I
it
gave
is.
You. I'm like, yes. Yeah, you are get out of here.
And that really, you know what? I needed to hear that. It's like, Bonnie, you are what you are. You know what? You're not going to change it. And even like Tim said, I'm getting older. I'm like, yeah, I am
well,
getting older.
And what did Debbie say?
You know
Debbie
what?
Said, you know what?
Yep.
I look in the mirror and I'm accepting I'm old. I'm accepting. I don't want to say I look like my mother, but people say I look
when
like
when she said that, I'm like, I look in there. I thought, oh my God, I am my mother's daughter.
I'm telling
you, there's
nothing
what?
Funnier when Alan goes, you know what? I walked my mirror and I saw my mother too. And I'm like, did she have a beard too? Oh my God, hysterical. But it's been a long time since you wore a shawl or a wrap.
Oh, it is, Tim. And to be able to dress like this and go out there, and you know what? Those guys today, they don't make me feel like a whore walking in.
No.
I mean, and Dave, when I chaired the meeting on Monday and I had that cute little dress on, you know what he said? I walked in and I put my stuff down and I said, oh, did you want to chair the meeting? He said, no, you can't go, Bonnie. You look beautiful. And I said, thank you. And I turned around and went to the bathroom.
And you did what?
Went to the bathroom.
You Why know? Did you go to the bathroom?
Well,
did you go cry or
no,
something?
No, no, no. I was just, you know, I was dropping my stuff off and had to go.
Bonnie, see, this is a picture you need to keep on your refrigerator. And say,
I bet I
and
do.
Say no more, never again.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But that's part of it, Tim, is just getting out and being in the world and realizing, you know what? Kristen.
Closer.
Kristen. No Oh,
these people.
Dawn. Sorry. That these people made me feel, because I'm the only one that can feel that way. They don't do
no
it to me.
No one can make you no, feel unless you give
them
the power.
Right. And I did give them the power, but you know what? Now I'm taking it back.
Now it's the fuck you
exactly.
power. Look at
exactly.
me. You didn't get a cat call whistle when
That's
you
right.
stood up. You don't look good in this $3 garage sale dress. I swear that pisses me off when it was like, you know, I'm like in a garage sale and I see clothes for women and it's always women, you know, there's always clothes clearance for women and stuff, but guys, they have the same shitty golf outfit, the same shitty
polos,
the Hawaiian shirts and... I'm like, guys, I mean, that's what I do like about, you know, with the guys nowadays. You know, I can't give them too much grief that you know, now guys, you know, it is hard to tell the straight guys from the gay
guys.
Yes,
it is.
Because now they care about their hair.
They do.
And they care about their wardrobe.
And their skin.
And God forbid, you know, those damn football players, you know, they're like 300 pounds, but they're walking around with a stupid man hair bun.
The man bun.
I hate it.
It's all over.
I hate it. But you know what? You know the reason why I want to lose weight? I don't think it's impossible for me. I've never been lean. You know, I want to be lean.
That's part, yeah.
Even when I was 135 pounds, I was not 135 pounds once, and I remember this,
135.
Yeah,
Tim,
and I remember. Well, that's what the BMI or the whatever says I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And if I'm supposed to be that, then I look sick.
I'm supposed to be 148.
I remember this one guy, and he considered himself fat, but I didn't think he was fat. Right now, he'd be considered a bear. But he was like looking at me like, how the hell do you get so small? I had a 29, 28 inch waist.
Tim.
I had to go to a funeral, I think. Yeah, it was a funeral. And I needed a suit, and I had to shop in the junior section.
I bet you did.
But the thing was, and my sister told me, there's a picture I took with my ex, and she said, you look sick.
Yeah.
And people asked me if I was sick. So being a gay man, sometimes, you know, it's like, when you look at the young people, I always wonder, how do they get so skinny nowadays? They're skinnier than women are.
Yeah, they are.
But if you're a gay man that skinny, people, you know, if you're not that skinny, it's called gay skinny, then you're fat. You know, and I don't want to be that. I want to be healthy, but I just want to be lean, where I've never been. Because, like I said, when I was that skinny, you know, I still didn't have a six-pack. I still didn't have, you know, I still felt fat. I still, you know, I just... When you look back at the pictures, yeah, I was. You know, that's why I think I have such a weird self, you know, body image. It's like, you can tell when I feel good about myself because I'm doing selfies and I have my confidence and stuff. But when I feel frumpy and blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, when I just went to the doctor's office and they said I lost 3 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, 4 pounds when I take off my wallet,
amen,
my phone, and my keys.
Yep.
But, you know, but she was like, nothing significant. I'm like, well.
It is to me.
At least I felt like I put on 10 pounds, you know.
Don't you hate it when they do that? Don't discount me.
Well, not only that, I hate it when they go, morbid obesity. It's morbid obesity. You know, it's like, you know what? My boobs are not touching my knees. My belly is not hiding my penis. So I am not, you know,
morbid
stop it. You know, but a doctor, you know...
They got to put it out there.
I know, I hate it. But the thing is that I've lost my tone. I need to get my tone back.
You will.
But you know why? But the thing is that the thing I think I like the most is that I wasn't going to the gym at that time for the right reasons. You know, I was
going... Where were you going?
I think I was going to get the toxins out of my body. I think I was going to sweat out, you know, I used to, you know, drink and do all that, you know, sweat and pee out my toxins and stuff like that. And, you know, thinking that would be okay, the balance to my messes and stuff. But, and then I was doing it because summer's coming and I need to go out and be gay and be all this and do all that. And you know what? That obsession of not being lonely, that obsession of, you know, finding a boyfriend, you know, I looked at some people the other day with people, and I just looked at them, I'm like, would I want to be with that person? Or, you know, it's going to take a long time, or somebody ultra special, you know, to get in bed with me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that, I mean, and I don't mean in a sexual way. But I'm like thinking, when you, it takes a lot nowadays to befriend somebody. It takes someone, you know, it takes a lot to, I mean, even us becoming friends, it took us a while to not feel like we're being interviewed or, you know, that fear of rejection or, oh, he's going to hate me if I say that or she's going to think I'm an idiot if I do this. You know, but there's got to be that trust. But, you know, when you're playing with your heart, you know, it's a little different because on top of it, you're thinking about somebody putting their penis in you or you putting their penis in them. And, and then it's like, you know what? Am I going to want to sit and learn sleeping patterns or... You know, or what are they going to look like when they wake up in the morning? Or One time I was with this really hot guy, and he had a really big, and I mean, the whole package. But one time it was just this weird, awkward moment where I was bending down, I don't know, tying my shoe, I don't know, something, and he farted. He just let it just rip. And I just happened to be down there long enough to just get the total weight of it. And the smell would so turn my stomach that I couldn't look at that guy again. I couldn't continue dating the guy. I'm like going, Tim, you fart. Yeah. We all fart.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all wipe our butts. We all snore, drool, look ugly in the morning. And, you know, and you're going to... And I'm like, that's when I go back to all those horrible, rotten choices I used to make when I was a kid. But, you know, when you're by yourself for as long as I've been, You know, and not only just being single, but just, you know, I totally, absolutely, what do you call it when you close off and...
Isolate
so much. You know, just because I just didn't want to deal with people. I'm having, and still am having, how to act with people, to act with humanity, to act, you know, out there in public. And, you know, I'm always worried about this, what they're going to say or think what I say and blah, blah, blah. Do I have anything to say, or will they value me because I don't have this or that or whatever? And I'm like, you know what? The moment I stop thinking about that, and that's when, you know, that's what pisses me off when people say, when you stop looking for someone, you'll find him.
That's what my friend told me.
But the thing is, it's not the whole act of when you stop looking for him. Is when you become comfortable in your own skin.
Exactly.
When you're comfortable with that, mm-hmm. and you know, and you know, when you're able to go and talk and socialize and smile. What did you say about when we had dinner with that guy, that Robert from Chicago? About me.
You mean that you were nervous?
Once you got over that,
and it was wonderful to see you smile and just be the wonderful man that I know, and the conversation, and volley back and forth, and then he and I talked, and you interjected, and it was like, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
And it was fun. And it was adult. And it was mature.
There was that one moment, though, it's like the choices. We all have the choices how to restart the date, restart a moment, restart a conversation. And I just remember looking over at him and just, I'm like, what a great spot for a first day. I'm with my friend.
Yes.
You know, it's a beautiful restaurant. It's a beautiful day. And I'm like, if nothing else becomes of this.
We were in the moment.
At least I had a good moment.
Yes, we did.
And it is tough to live in that
moment. Yes, it is.
And once I did, that's when I know I relaxed. And so.
And you did.
And I did. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it.
Yep.
I stopped stressing.
And
will he call? Will he not like this? Or should I cut my hold my fork this way? You know, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I'd never seen you smile like that before. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It's weird.
But, you know, I think it's what you just said, is when you put the shield down, take the mask off, this is who I am, I can't be anybody else. And then this is the genuine person that you can.
Or when you're just living in the moment and making the best moment now. The next right best thing, you know? It is. So it's like, what was my whole point to all that?
I don't remember either.
I don't know. I'm liking it.
Yeah, because when I went to meet with my friend yesterday down at Cafe Tosi's for coffee, I put on that other dress that I bought at the yard sale and wore that down there.
So. A $3 dress.
But you know the validation that when she walked up, because I was sitting outside and I was looking to the east, and she came from the west.
You know, wait, stop. How?
Okay, I was facing away from the lake.
Thank you.
And she was coming towards the lake.
Thank you.
And she looked at me and she said, she goes, oh, Bonnie, she goes, you look just fabulous. And I thought, well, thank you. And so did she. You know, no sleeve, crop pants, her hair up, her red lipstick. She looked great. She goes, God, Bonnie, you know what? You do. You're rocking it. You look good. And I thought.
But doesn't it just make you happy that, I mean, how long did you
And Tim, to sit with another woman, to sit there and just talk. And talk about things that I would never talk about with my other former associates. Yeah. I mean, kind of feel like I've known her forever. And it was wonderful.
We'll call them the mean girls.
The mean girls.
The mean girls. The 80-year-old mean girls.
Yep.
But who's enjoying the day?
I am.
Who's in this lovely little restaurant?
Yeah.
With a great, fabulous, handsome friend.
My friend, yes. Yeah, we're going to go and hit the downtown, whatever that thing is called. Oh, maybe not. Oh, my God, that's a dairy closed up. Did that place at the end of the street close up, that consignment shop?
I think so. Yeah, oh, we have the village. Yeah.
We drove by that the other day, and I was, or the other, I'm like, I don't want to go there.
It didn't last very long.
Didn't take long.
All right.
Didn't take long. Well, may I get that out of your way?
Yeah, thank you.
Darn it.
You're welcome. Would either of you like more coffee? No,
I'm good. No, we're gonna go start hitting the day out here. I'm going to go use the restroom.
Have you ever been to the Purple Door?
Oh, that's my favorite place. I can always spend money in there.
I love that place. I do too.
Yes, she is very nice. Yep. So we'll have to do that instead.
Oh, yep. Yes. I like that. That was nothing really that I wanted over there.
Wasn't it really? No. Yeah.
Was it more garage sale-y?
To me.
Yeah. Oh, I know there's another one up the road here on John Beers on the right. Hers is kind of expensive, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I see that building's for sale.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah.
I went in there one time.
Me too.
Yeah, a little overpriced.
Yeah, very.
I really like Nancy's
me
place
too.
The best.
Yep. Yep.
Have you ever been to the one that is on Glenmore and Roosevelt by Santanello's?
Oh, that's where I got this ring.
Sweet. That definitely
we'll have to do that one,
it.
Yes.
It seems like the rooms are never
going to
end.
I know you keep going to another, Well, that's
I
want to
do that then.
Let's do
Listen
that
to
one.
Me. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to go to the I don't want to go to Purple
Door.
Yeah,
we'll do that one.
Good,
yeah.
And then that one.
That other
too.
One, yep.
I think it's
Dawn's.
Lighthouse, yes.
Dawn's.
And then
yeah.
The other side is Lighthouse.
Lighthouse,
Attic,
or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, well, good. Well, I'm glad you talked. Thank you.
You all have a fun day.
Thank you. You're so funny. See, that's what I want to learn from you. You can just talk to anybody. You can. And I've never had that superpower. I'm just like, okay, all right, hi, all right, bye.
You know how to get that
okay,
from
me. All right.
But you know, Tim, it comes from my growing up that always being the new kid. You know, it was either isolate or get out there.
Oh, I could see you so, math class. What are we doing, guys? How do you do that? Oh, yeah. You want to come to my place? I got dolls.
I never played with dolls. That's why this girl never did Barbies. So I never did any of that stuff.
It was funny that lady said that your ring is really gorgeous, really pretty, and I just keep looking at it thinking, where'd you get that out of a box of Cracker Jacks?
Mm-hmm. You know who else said this was very pretty?
Yeah, but to me, when I keep seeing, you always wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, is it a real ring? Because I thought it was like a Cracker Jack box toy. Well, it's got to be something. Well, it is. I mean, is it anything?
I don't know. It cost me $8. That's.
Well, it looks good on you.
You said that was your friend that we go to breakfast with at Flips. That I was like sitting next to. The head is Ish Einbeliner Batman.
Einbeliner. You can say.
Oh, can I say his
name?
Oh, all right, Jeff.
What
it's did, like, oh, Bonnie goes, that ring is
what
beautiful.
What did my BSF say?
He goes, that ring is beautiful.
Well, yeah, because it's big as a horse.
You know me; I don't do anything small.
No, you don't. You don't do anything simple. You don't do anything small. She don't even know how to password for her computer.
No, I don't.
I don't know how to turn on my computer.
I gotta turn it.
Sam, come help me. And here I am. Did you turn it on?
It's
no.
The cat box.
What was it?
Are the cat locks on?
Are the cat locks? Did you know I was going to ask you if the cap locks were on?
That's why I checked it. I even checked the numb locks.
I got to do this before I make that phone call, because if they know that it is the cap locks, and he's going to make me feel like an idiot, which I do.
Yeah, I don't really need to do much to get that feeling.
No, it's not the feeling. It's that look.
It is the look.
It's that look, like, oh, are the cap locks on? I mean, isn't that like a thing for life? Checking to see if the cap lock. You know, that's going to be your autobiography. You got so many autobiographies titles coming up. So far, checking to see if the cap locks are on is on. That is your new Bonnie's tell-all autobiography.
I just want to have the money to have somebody come in and just set up my computer all the way around, give me one password, have it all work when I turn on, and I don't want any hiccups.
Well, that's I can just, do all that.
Okay,
so
well, you're on.
How
then.
Much are you going to charge for pay?
We
just got to buy you a new computer.
Could be a sliding scale.
And, oh yeah, shit. I should have got the number out of you before I said that. Because it'd be like, here's pot roast. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think you said something about you like chicken and dumplings over at Cheesecake Factory. Well, you haven't ever had mine.
Oh, good Lord.
And you've never had my shepherd's pie.
Oh, my God. No. My mom used to make these chicken and noodles.
Or my beef and kidney pie.
Beef and kidney sounds disgusting.
That was. Oh, my God. My brother.
It was disgusting?
My brother had.
It was disgusting.
Well, it was. I mean, I liked it. But my brother.
Is it disgusting or not?
Well, if you like kidneys, probably not. If you don't like kidneys.
What the fuck is a kidney?
A beef kidney?
The hell is that? People eat gross. You're going to have to cook it and not even tell me.
Yeah.
But your brother what?
My brother did that one. And he goes, Bonnie, come on, you can make this. Let's have beef and kidney pie. I'm like, well, okay, that'll be good. So we made that. And my sister is very finicky about what she eats.
Imagine
at least when
that.
She was younger.
You couldn't tell.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't tell now.
We were eating dinner and Jim's like, she's like.
Throw in a beer and she'll eat it.
That's not nice.
She ain't going to hear it.
No, I know. She's like, Jim, what do you think? Dinner. Oh, it's pretty good. It's kind of crunchy. And goes, you're having beef and kidney pie. She went.
I know somebody did that to me once. I'm torn with the hunting thing because somebody talked about hunting for sport is just mean, cruel, and evil. And then people were like going, well, we do it for food. We need to eat. And the person made a really good point. Well, guns and ammo cost money. Save that money and go to a store and buy it.
Yeah,
you know, and then the other part of that was yeah, go to the store where they humanely hunt and kill the animals for you and package it for you.
Yeah,
so
the chickens don't touch the ground and the beef are in cattle stalls and they hit them with electrodes or whatever. That's why you eat a lot of beans and cheese at the Bonnie's Bistro.
The sanctuary.
Yeah, that's, you got it.
Sanctuary. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? You know, I could think I'd easily be a vegetarian. The other day, this is a really kind of weird story, but I was driving to work, and I was driving by this semi-truck, and I saw that, you know, there was like, you know, semi-trucks, you know, they're enclosed. But this was like a big caged semi-truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, and it was filled with chickens. You know, and they were chicken upon chicken upon chicken upon
shitting
chicken.
Shitting on each other.
And it's like, there was no care or concern. You know, there was no walls to protect them from air, the 70-mile-hour wind that was on them. And yeah, and there was no roof to protect them from the 80-90-degree sun.
Yep.
And the weird part about it is on my way home, it seemed like I followed the same truck back. And it was empty.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I could really not eat chicken
again. You know, don't get me wrong, man, I love a good ribeye, but,
you know,
maybe once in a while, I just don't, you know, Tim, and for me, to be able to say that I've really changed the way I eat over the last probably year and a half, and you know, you've said I'm a good cook, but I can still make things that are not fat-laden taste good, and they're healthy. you know, and I'm living proof that you can. I mean, Paula Deen, whenever she'd cook, it was always like, oh, yeah, add another stick of butter. Well, who in the hell can make something taste good if you add another stick of butter?
Butter makes everything taste nice, but we got to go. We need to go check to see if the cap locks are on.
Yeah, we do, yes. Bye, I'm going to use the
facilities. Okay, you use the facilities. Bye.